Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ratocht, Why Your Vote Doesn't Count is a 2016 nonfiction work by journalist David Daley about partisan redistricting in the United States and its impact on Democratic representation. The book examines how the Republican-led red map strategy used sophisticated mapping tools and a carefully coordinated political plan to reshape congressional districts after the 2010 census, especially in swing states. Daley's central concern is not simply that gerrymandering exists, but that it has become a highly effective system for converting institutional control into durable political advantage. Written in an accessible investigative style, the book explains how district boundaries can be manipulated to weaken minority and Democratic voting power while protecting incumbents and distorting electoral outcomes. It also situates these tactics within broader changes to voting rights law, making the book both a political history and a warning about the vulnerability of representative government. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how RedMap turned redistricting into a national partisan strategy. A major focus of the book is the Republican State Leadership Committee's RedMap initiative, which transformed redistricting from a routine post-census process into a highly disciplined national strategy. Daley shows that the effort was not improvised at the state level, but designed centrally, with resources directed toward key swing states, where control of district maps could produce disproportionate electoral gains. This matters because it explains why the 2010 census became such an important turning point in congressional politics. By concentrating investment on state legislative races before district lines were drawn, the strategy aimed to secure the power to shape future House outcomes for an entire decade. The book's analysis emphasizes that this was a strategic use of existing legal procedures, not a technical flaw in the system. Daley presents RedMap as proof that power over mapmaking can be as decisive as power over campaigning, since it can lock in advantage long after a single election has ended. Secondly, the mechanics of gerrymandering and the use of mapping software. Daley explains gerrymandering through its practical mechanics rather than as a purely abstract political theory. He describes how modern map drawing software allowed operatives to identify voting patterns with far greater precision than in the past, making it easier to pack many opposition voters into a few districts or spread them thinly across many districts. This technological dimension is important because it shows how partisan mapmaking became more efficient and less visible. The book makes clear that gerrymandering is not only about oddly shaped districts, it is about optimizing electoral arithmetic. When district lines are engineered to concentrate Black and Democratic voters in limited areas, elections become less competitive and representation becomes less responsive to actual voter preferences. Daley's treatment helps readers understand why map design has consequences far beyond geography. It determines whether voters choose their representatives or whether representatives effectively choose their voters by constructing safe seats that reduce accountability. Thirdly, the weakening of the Voting Rights Act and the post-Shelby environment. Another central theme is the relationship between gerrymandering and changes in voting rights enforcement, especially after the Supreme Court's Shelby County v. Holder decision in 2013. Daley argues that the weakening of federal oversight removed an important barrier to restrictive and partisan voting practices, creating a political environment in which aggressive district manipulation could advance more easily. The book presents Shelby not as an isolated legal event, but as part of a broader shift in which protections built during the civil rights era were steadily eroded. That context matters because it helps explain why redistricting after 2010 had such lasting effects. Without strong federal preclearance requirements, states gained more room to implement maps and voting rules that disadvantage minority communities. Daley's analysis connects legal doctrine to electoral outcomes, showing that court decisions can reshape the balance of power even when they appear technical or procedural. This gives the book a strong institutional focus. Democracy can be weakened through law as much as through overt political conflict. Fourthly, racial packing. Political resegregation and minority representation. The book gives sustained attention to the racial consequences of redistricting, especially the packing of Black voters into fewer districts. Daley argues that this practice does more than distort partisan competition. It can diminish meaningful minority influence across a state by limiting the number of districts in which Black voters can affect outcomes. His analysis frames this as a form of political resegregation, where district design reproduces racial separation in electoral form. This is a significant point because it shifts the discussion from abstract fairness to concrete representational power. Minority communities may technically retain seats, but their broader ability to shape state and national politics is reduced when their votes are concentrated too narrowly. Daley uses this dynamic to show how race and partisanship often overlap in redistricting fights, even when officials describe their actions in neutral language. The result is a book that treats gerrymandering as both a partisan tactic and a racialized structure of power, revealing why the issue resonates far beyond congressional arithmetic. Lastly, why the book argues reform is a democratic necessity, Daley does not present gerrymandering merely as a partisan controversy. He treats it as a structural threat that requires institutional reform. The book points toward independent redistricting commissions, stronger voting rights protections, and greater public scrutiny as possible answers to a system that rewards manipulation. This reform emphasis is important because it gives the reader a way to translate diagnosis into civic understanding. Rather than suggesting that the problem is simply bad actors, Daley argues that incentives inside the current system make abuse predictable unless rules are changed. The book's larger implication is that competitive elections depend on fair mapmaking, and fair mapmaking depends on institutions that reduce the power of self-interested map drawers. In this sense, the work functions as a warning and a policy argument at the same time. It helps readers understand not only how democracy has been distorted, but also why reform efforts matter if elections are to reflect the will of voters rather than the design choices of political insiders. In conclusion, Ratfocked is best suited for readers who want a clear, deeply reported explanation of how redistricting shapes American politics. It will be especially useful for students of government, journalists, civic activists, and general readers trying to understand why elections can feel disconnected from popular voting totals. The book offers practical value by clarifying the mechanics of gerrymandering, the importance of state legislative control, and the legal context that made post-2010 mapmaking so consequential. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects electoral procedure, voting rights law, race, and partisan strategy in one coherent account rather than treating them as separate issues. Compared with more general books on democracy, Daley's work is narrower in scope but sharper in focus, making it a strong introduction to one of the most important structural problems in modern American politics. Its investigative approach gives the subject urgency without sacrificing accessibility, and its emphasis on how power is built through maps makes it especially relevant for readers who want to understand the hidden machinery behind congressional representation. If you would like to support David Daley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.